got two quick points of information and then a question for you. UCSB Virology Research Lab was sent 500 samples of COVID about 5 months ago, maybe a little bit more than 5 months ago, to research COVID out of there. And out of the 500 samples of people that were dead, dying, and extremely ill of COVID, they found exactly zero cases of COVID in all of these samples. It did not exist in all of these samples. Then I just found out last Friday, I don't know when it took place, but Stanford University has a virology research lab also, and they were contacting the CDC after a few months and said, asked straight up, we have not been able to find the COVID-19 virus in any of the samples.
Jeez.
And so could you please send us a sample? And the CDC got back to them and said, we don't have any samples of COVID. So Stanford contacted the CDC again and said, you're in contact with everybody in the world. Could you find somebody that has it for our research purposes? We need to have an actual sample. We need the virus to study it. And the CDC wrote Stanford back and said, nobody has. The only thing that they ever have located is 1/1,000th size of a particle of virus, a piece of RNA. They have nothing. And so we're trying to create a vaccine for something that nobody's found.
I mean, you and I know that hospitals get extra money for stating actuarially that the patient died of COVID when they didn't die of COVID at all. My daughter-in-law is a nurse in a hospital, and my son is a surgical technician. They can tell you the same thing that David just told us.